back to Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that glorious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments. I trust you'll get your Bible or New Testament and turn with me to the Gospel of John. And while you're looking for John chapter 8, that's the fourth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, John chapter 8 and verse 36, while you're looking for that, for those of you who do not have a Bible or a New Testament, we would love to send a New Testament to you with all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume, absolutely free and postage paid. We just simply need your name, your mailing address, and it will be our joy and delight to send to you a free New Testament. We'll also send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. And after you've read the Bible course and answered the questions, all the answers are in the course itself. You can fill out the answer sheets and simply mail the answer sheets back. We will send back to you the corrected or graded answer sheets along with the rest of that first Bible correspondence course. Once you've finished it and mailed the answer sheets back, we will send you the entire second course, etc., until you've completed all four courses. And once you've completed all the first four courses of our Bible correspondence course, we will send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. We do look forward to hearing from you, beloved. It is our joy to have a part in your life. And let me give you our mailing address. If you have a pencil and paper, I want to give you our mailing address so you can write to us and let us know that you would like to have the New Testament. Our address is Bob, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That's capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. On the next line, you put capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X. And the number is 825. That stands for Post Office Box 825. On the next line, you put the word Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma. Capital C, capital O, period, and then the zip code, 81137-0825. Now again, that line will be capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, and then the zip code, 81137-0825. That zip code's very important. Then on the very last line, you will put capital U, capital S, capital A, which is the abbreviation for United States of America. We'll not get your letter if you do not put capital U, capital S, capital A on the last line. That's very important. I know here in the United States, when we write letters to someone else in the United States, we never put USA on it because it's understood it goes within our country. But any time we send anything outside the country, if we want to receive a letter back, we must put the country that we live in. And so I'm asking you to do the same thing. In your printed address, your return printed address, be sure you include the name of your country so we will know where to send your letter. Sometimes we receive letters and they do not have the name of the country. We do not know where to send the packet of materials, the New Testament, the Bible correspondence courses, the Christian literature, and the gospel tracts. We do not know where to send it because you fail to give us the country that you live in. So please give us a complete printed address and take your time to print it clearly. Sometimes we receive letters and we cannot make out the address, and so we cannot respond to your request. So please take time to print your address clearly. Now, again today, we're looking into the importance of God's Word. Reading God's Word, beloved, will set you free. In John chapter 8 and verse 36, we read, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." The Word of God tells us this wonderful truth. Look at verse 32. "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Where is the truth contained? It's contained in the Word of God, the written Word of God. But the truth is also contained in the living Word of God. And the living Word of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And so if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. That is, free in action, free from the control and the dominion of sin. That sin that rules in your life and that causes you to do things that you wish you hadn't done, and you say, "Why did I do that? I know that was wrong and I should not have done that." That sin that's ruling within your life. But Jesus Christ can liberate us. Jesus Christ can deliver us from that sin. Jesus Christ can set us free. And, beloved, it's through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him as Savior, inviting Him into our life, and believing what God has said in His Word that we're liberated. That's why He said again in verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth." The Word of God is the truth, beloved. That's why it's so important that every day we get into the Word of God and we let God speak to us from His Word. You see, beloved, the Bible, remember, it was written over a period of 1500 to 1600 years, but it was written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible has one author. Now, we speak of different men who were used to write the different books of the Bible as being the authors, but actually they're not the authors. They simply wrote down the words the Holy Spirit inspired them to write. And so these 40 different men, many of them who never knew the other one, who wrote down what the Holy Spirit breathed into them to write down, these books all agree with each other. That's why the first book, the book of Genesis, agrees with the last book, the book of Revelation. That's why the first book points out about and tells about the Lord God Almighty, as does the last book of Revelation. The whole Bible, though it was written over that vast period of time, men were inspired by God's Holy Spirit, and He's the true author, and He's the one who inspired the writings of these words. And that's why men have tried to destroy God's Word, but God's Word is true and will never be destroyed. The Lord God Himself, the Lord Jesus Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." This book will endure. It's the most important piece of literature ever written, beloved. It was written by God's Holy Spirit under His inspiration, and it is truth. Truth that will liberate you from the dominion and control of sin. Truth which will liberate you. Truth which will set you free. Go to the Gospel of John and notice again chapter 5 and verse 39. John chapter 5 and verse 39. Jesus was talking to a group of people, and He said in verse 39, "Search the Scriptures," speaking of the Word of God. Search the Scriptures. That's what the Bible is called, the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of Me. Jesus Christ is the source of eternal life, and these Scriptures testify of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are all books that tell about the Lord Jesus Christ, His walk here upon earth, and reveal wonderful truths to us about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why our past study is in the book of Matthew, and we will go back to Matthew after we complete our present study on the importance of God's Word and the necessity of reading it and meditating upon it every day. God's Word is truth, beloved. Truth which will liberate, and truth which will deliver, and truth which will set you free. Look with me to the book of Romans. We're in John, and the next book is Acts, and then comes the book of Romans. Go to Romans chapter 5, if you would, please. And there I want us to begin a study of some of the most beautiful truths revealed in Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8. Wonderful truth of God's Word. And in verse 5, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, what is He talking about here? What does He mean, being justified by faith? How is it that we can have peace with Almighty God when we've walked in our own way as enemies of God and rebellious against God? How is it that we can have peace with God? It's through our Lord Jesus Christ, accepting that He died for our sin, was buried, and rose again, and lives today, and inviting Him into our life will bring peace. Till next time, goodbye.